What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you hear the Pete Rose news, and if so, what were your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm good for Pete. Yeah, I'm happy for him, and he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Not a necessarily controversial take from the Cubs manager, Craig Counsell.
Well, kind of.
He belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. He's saying,
as a player, not as a manager betting on his own team.
Well, I think he means Pete Rose. So he says Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame. Craig Counsell, very matter of fact, that's the way he operates. I respect that. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think it's a real nuanced conversation about whether or not Pete Rose can get into the Hall of Fame now and what's changed because Rob Manfred chose this unusual time to declare that he has been cleared. He's been cleared. Hey, it's like nothing ever happened.
Here's the deal. Like, you cleared him to get into the Hall of Fame. By making him eligible to be elected to the Hall of Fame, I get it. You're kicking the can down the road, and you're going to make the people that meet in 2027, right? Mm-hmm. It's like an old timers committee kind of thing, right? But I heard that Tony Perez is on that committee. Is there somebody that played with Pete that's on that list?
So, and some people are vehement the other way.
I know
what Craig Counsell said as casually and as. Matter-of-factly, as Craig Counsell said, Pete Rose belongs in the Hall of Fame or deserves to be there. There are some people adamant.
And you have no say in it, no vote in it, but you have said that you would not vote for him.
I am a voter, as you know. Bruce is a voter. We'll talk to him at 7:25. But the voters, the Baseball Writers Association of America, to my knowledge, he will not be on the ballot.
No, because he's not on he goes only through the classic committee.
Yeah, so what I think isn't necessarily relevant as a voter.
But I'm curious.
Well, I don't think anything has changed, Mully. And I think I understand and respect the conversation and the people's difference of opinion. But as accepting as we are as a society of sports gambling now more than ever, which is something that's undeniable, and I understand why that's the tenor of the conversation, baseball's rules haven't changed. Baseball is no more forgiving just because we are universally more accepting of sports gambling. So you still cannot bet on baseball, and it's the most sacred rule in any MLB clubhouse. I think that's why players react the way that they do. Managers of the game, I think, want to protect the sanctity of it to some degree, and that might be hypocritical, and it might be a dated concept. But I also think that I'm just telling you right now, this morning, it's not black or white. I understand the gray. But I probably, if it were up to me on a ballot, I would not check the box next to Pete Rose.
What about Joe Jackson?
A little more complicated because there's differing reports about what he admitted to and what he was coerced into admitting. And when you talk about the grand jury testimony where he says that he was paid to throw the World Series, and you look at his numbers and stats during the 1919 World Series, and it's like, how could that guy be trying to make anybody lose? He was so successful. And Joe Jackson would be something, I think there's a little bit more of a question about what his involvement was. And some people swear that he was on the take, and some people are vehement that he was not, he was an unwitting accomplice.
There is nobody that is swearing that he was on the take. There are people like the prosecutors that supposedly got him drunk and then, you know, fed him whiskey and then had him admit it, which was, you know,
well, swearing they're on the take, right. But they're insistent that he was guilty.
But they really don't know, and they went about it the wrong way. Every one of those other players, every one of the seven other players said that he wasn't involved. Now, if you break down his numbers, statistically, he had like the best World Series performance that I think it was broken in like 64. But he apparently, there was a huge discrepancy between the games they won where he hit like 545 and the games they lost where it was like less than 300. So I just think it's a more complicated issue.
I acknowledge that, Molly. Yeah. That's why.
But I'm saying the people voting on it need to read a book.
Yeah,
they need to really do some hard work to figure that out.
I can remember writing about this or about to write about this during my days at the Tribune. We were obviously, you know, there were times where we looked into this pretty heavily and talked to some people who were familiar with the circumstances as much as you are. And I guess I'm talking in a way that's somewhat vague because it's less certain to me.
Right.
I feel a lot more conflicted.
But you would do enough research that you would have a studied opinion. I would hope to.
But I also don't feel like I don't want to sound getting killed on the text line. That's okay. That's part of it. But I think that I don't feel as convicted like, no, he does not belong, as much as I feel like that oddly about Pete Rose, because I think Joe Jackson's case is a little bit different. It's a little murkier. Pete Rose admitted this. There's evidence about the fact that he betted, even though he bet for his team to win, you compromise the integrity of the game by betting as a manager.
I think that the Rob Manfred has a role in this that really kind of irks me, if I will.
Well, that also maybe influences me as well.
What this guy is doing, whether he realized it or not, now whether he was pressured by Donald Trump or if he came up with this on his own, whatever it is, he has basically done what he has done for a living, pass the buck. Okay, he's eligible. I'm out of it now. You guys make a decision. By making Pete Rose eligible to be in the Hall of Fame, to me, it is tacit approval of him as a Hall of Famer.
There's no doubt about that. I agree with that wholeheartedly, which is why I think it's on brand for Rob Manfred. I don't think that this is a brave decision.
No.
You know what would have been brave, and I would have respected it a lot more, if he'd have done this when Pete Rose was alive.
I agree.
And it would have taken a lot more temerity, a lot more gumption, a lot more things that we don't necessarily associate with Rob Manfred, the MLB commissioner, because that would have taken some guts. He didn't do it when he was alive. He waited until he passed away, and now this is weak. And I think it's politically motivated, and I think it doesn't – that's what gives me a lot of pause and say, oh, yeah, you know what? Now let's open the doors, because now it makes all the sense in the world, and – let's wash our hands of it.
Exactly.
I just don't think that doesn't make sense to me.
It reminds me to a certain extent, and it's nothing like it, but I remember when the NFL said that Michael Vick was capable of signing with any team. Anybody, Michael Vick was out of prison. He had been sent to prison over the dog fighting allegations and everything. He was convicted of it, so it wasn't allegations. And he did do time. And then when he got out, they said, okay, anybody that wants to can sign him now. And I remember writing a story saying, hey, if the Bears are obsessed with getting a quarterback, guess what? There's a pretty good one that just became available. They ought to sign this guy because, you know, it's tacit approval. You can sign him. why not sign the guy if you're struggling at that position and you have for years? And I believe Jerry had recently said that they were fixated on fixing the quarterback. And I said a good way of doing it would be to sign this guy. I got more hate mail than I've ever gotten in my life mm-hmm. or anything I've ever written. Mm-hmm. A lot of it suggesting that I should be strung up and have like whatever the torture they did to the dogs he was a part of.
Right.
And I was kind of like, wow, like that is a really, first of all, like, you know, that is an awful thing to say about how to treat a human being.
So
I'm not saying you should treat a dog that way.
No.
But the idea is that they made him available to anyone. He was soon thereafter signed. They ended up getting a good trade out of that deal. I'm just saying, from a football standpoint, the guy was available to anyone. So, if you're obsessed with fixing the position, fix it. But people reacted violently.
So how are you connecting
I'm connecting it because I think that now we got two thoughts. Pete Rose always should have been in the Hall of Fame. And then when you say, and you're getting criticized now, when you say, well, I'm not sure I would want to vote that, and I would, oh, Pete Rose. It's like all they've done is open up a can of worms without taking any responsibility for the decision they've made.
What I'm saying is that what you're alluding to is that just because the declaration has come from on high, I'm not changing the way that I view this,
and
because
probably a wise way
somebody's
of
telling
it.
Me that it's yes. okay to. And just like
think
you're
it
saying,
through and yeah, examine it. But I'm just, like I said, I feel like he's a coward, Rob Manfred.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, he certainly hasn't been. His legacy will not be as a strong leader of Major League Baseball.
The time to make this decision, the time to make a stand on this, was when the man was alive. You mm-hmm. don't wait 6 months till after he dies.
The other thing I think is interesting about this is how quickly people have been to jump to conclusion or to the conclusion that this will lead to the doors opening wider for the steroid cheats, if you will, or the alleged steroid cheats, the guys who are clouded with suspicion of taking PEDs, like Barry Bonds and A-Rod and Roger Clemens. And I think that, as I say every year when I make my vote transparent, if the Hall of Fame were to add a steroid era wing and just acknowledge it, I think everybody.
But see, this is what I'm saying.
Would
this
be
is,
okay with that.
This is the same. This same church, different pew. This is saying, okay, the steroid guys, they're all eligible to get in. We're not going to say they're not eligible, but we expect you, as keeper of the gate, to not let them in. That's basically what you get with the steroid guys. You get literally no direction on what they want you to do. They're forcing you to defend their game because they don't have the courage to do it.
Mm-hmm. In part, that's true. In part, I don't mind that because I certainly would like them to take a stand because I think it's good to take a stand. I don't necessarily look at that as a directive from on high to vote a certain way. I would hope that people who are voting for the Hall of Fame class each and every year have their own convictions and have their own opinions and do their own research and have their own reasons for voting or not voting for somebody, regardless of what you may hear from the commissioner. Now, certainly they could do that. I just think that would be the right thing to do, is to have a hard and fast policy, if you will, or tell me what you want people to believe about these players and their legacies.
Yeah.
Because, and they've stopped short of that.
Because whether theirs was tacit approval by virtue of silence when this was going on, they have a culpability as well.
Silence can be approval.
Yes.
Silence can be interpreted yes. as approval.
But I'm talking about lack of the steroid dissent. Era.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And at that point in yes. time, Major League Baseball, as we know, maybe needed that kind of boost with the home run race provided, or all of the attention paid Barry Bonds' special season, those kinds of things. But I don't know that there's a connection between Pete Rose getting reinstated along with Shoeless Joe Jackson and Barry Bonds and A-Rod having the door opened a little bit wider to Cooperstown.
312-644-6767. Let's get to the phone lines. A lot of people have thoughts. Peter is in Barrington. Hey, Peter.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just want to talk about the prevalence of gambling these days. You know, back when I started listening to The Score in the early 90s, all the commercials were the strip clubs. And, you know, and now these days, all the commercials are for sports betting. You know, on the next break, there's going to be commercials about sports betting. The newspaper, the Sun-Times, I stopped reading the Sun-Times because they took Morrissey out of there. They took Talander out of there. But yet, they kept the gambling part in there on Sundays. And I think this is just a move by Major League Baseball just to recruit gambling across the board. I grew up, Pete Rose was the greatest baseball player. And they banned him from gambling, and I stopped watching baseball. They took my favorite player out of the mix because of what he did. And here we are today. And I think the move is not political. It's just based on money.
Well, I mean, no one's going to argue with that, Peter. I mean, that is definitely the case, that a lot of the gambling sites and the gambling advertised.
We all know, I mean, we're paid spokespeople sure. for sports gambling companies, and it's a prevalent part of this sports radio station and sports media in general. Without yeah. sports gambling, then that'd be much different industry
no question.
Over the last 5 yep. to 10 years.
Yep.
But that, again, we are more accepting of sports gambling. Baseball is no more forgiving, though. It's a rule that...
Right, it's the number one rule.
You can still walk into a bar, and if you don't want to drink, you don't have to order a beer. I just think you can be surrounded by something and still have the discipline not to partake in it. And I think it takes a little bit more discipline, but you're also a professional baseball player that's very clear when you walk into an MLB clubhouse what you can and can't do.
Tony is in Wonder Lake. Hey, Tony.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
You know, David kind of stole a lot of my thunder with his last set of comments. So I guess what I'll do is, David, I'll pose a question to you. Based on what you were saying, you know, it's a very slippery slope. You look at the steroid era, those guys were aided by performance-enhancing drugs to improve their stats throughout the end of their careers. Some guys, the beginning of their careers. It's irrelevant as far as that goes. But you look at what Pete Rose did, he didn't get in trouble until he was done playing the game. So if you're a baseball purist, and obviously you love the game, you have a vote, you have to look at that differently. Pete Rose's stats on the field are among the elites that ever touched a field, whereas these guys were aided by performance enhancing. So is there a difference? Is there a difference between what he did and what the steroid era did? And I've always agreed with you as far as they need to open up a wing in the Hall of Fame. If they're adamant about that, then you know what? You have to lift the blanket on everybody and have an oddball wing in the Hall of Fame that at least recognizes what these guys' contributions were on the field, because after all, it is baseball. It's a very stat-driven league, probably the most in all sports. So with that, have a great day, guys.
And thanks, I'll Tony.
Tony, it's a great question. It's a great point as well, because Pete Rose, the player, is not accused of betting on baseball. It's Pete Rose, the manager. And as a player, he was the hit king.
And Mark is in Deerfield. He has a little insight on that. Hey, Mark.
Hi, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. As you recall, I did work on the Rose Manor. I was a partner of John Dowd. So I was interested. I'm pretty sad about it. I'm sorry that this has happened. But the reality is times have changed. It's 36 years. We live in a different society today. And, you know, the rules are not the same as they were then, just whether it's in baseball or the Constitution of the United States. And things have changed, and I think people are willing to recognize that. I will say on the issue of gambling today, there is a fundamental difference, I think, between fans gambling and players or participants gambling. I think even more now more than ever, that bright line should be in place because of the danger of that. But I think we have to recognize we're just in a different world today than we were 36 years ago.
But Mark, the point is that you worked on this report. Pete Rose was betting on baseball while a manager. He was betting on games that his team was playing in. Now, I'm not saying he was betting against his team. I don't know if that's been proven. But he has admitted gambling, and I don't know how having money on your own team doesn't impact you.
It compromises the integrity of the sport, because the decisions that you make with that in mind, and how it could affect games that are not maybe the next day, right, and or the day after that. So
bullpen pieces.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mark. Yeah. Good insight and good memories.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.